the end of Hebrews 11. We did it. We did it. Or we will in about 15 minutes. We'll be done. We started this series September 23rd. Wow. Wow, we did it. We are to the last two verses of Hebrews 11. And this has been about faith. I hope you know that, right? I don't have to preach the whole thing again, right? Okay, so here's what we've learned. We talked about Abel. We talked about Abel's sacrificial faith. We talked about Enoch, a faith that walks closely with God. We talked about Noah, unquestioning obedience, right? Build an ark. What's an ark? What's rain? What's flood? Unquestioning obedience and enduring faith. He was on that ark over a year. Remember? We talked about Abraham. Uncharted faith as he was called to leave his homeland and just go. God didn't say where, just go. His even if faith. Even if you don't provide a sacrifice, I will sacrifice my only son. Abraham's selfless faith. We talked about Isaac, a faith that believes in the plan of God. And Jacob, persistent faith, remember him? Faith that won't let go until we're blessed. Joseph, a faith that keeps the eye on the ball, big picture faith that forgives. We talked about Moses. Let go and let God. That was the message about his mother who put him into the water and gave him fully into the hands of God. Moses had a loyal, bold faith, faith that comes from experience. We talked about the children of Israel. Do you remember their faith? This was your favorite. Remember? Awful faith. Awful faith. Full of awe. Forward moving faith. That was the children of Israel. The soldiers at Jericho, see, we're getting more current now. Hopefully it'll be fresher. Illogical faith. What? Marching forward faith. Like around and around and around. Faith reinforced by memories of how God had already come through for them. And then there was Rahab. Faith that takes risks. Faith in action. And then last week, we talked about a whole string of prophets and judges. Obedient faith, humble faith, powerful faith, flawed faith, intelligent faith, faith that doesn't hold a grudge, trustworthy faith, a faith that comes from being in tune with God. And the final example was Samuel. And his faith said, "Here I am, Lord." I started this series telling you that I chose this chapter because we need to develop the kind of faith modeled in it so that we can fully embrace our mission and our purpose, because God is calling us to great and marvelous things. We have a new facility that we're celebrating today. We have property. We have a building to take care of. We have a building in which to do amazing ministry. Today we celebrate and celebrate and celebrate, and we thank Him and we praise Him and we party. Did you know that God parties? It's in the Bible. Seriously. The angels throw a party anytime a sinner returns. There's been lots of parties in heaven. One more thing that I want to point out in this passage that Ken just read. He said these words, and it's good to hear him again. "These were all commended for their faith, Yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Huh. All commended for their faith. Yeah, we get that. Right? They made the list. They made the list. Yet none of them received what had been promised? What? Is that confusing to you? It's a little strange at the end of this list of this is how you should have faith. What had they been promised that they didn't receive? What do all these faith giants have in common? This is a big question. It's really obvious, but not really. When I say it, you're going to go, well, yeah. They were all in the Old Testament. All of them, not one in the New Testament is mentioned, even though by the time Hebrews is written, we have the Gospels already. There could have been lists including the disciples. These were all in the Old Testament. They were all part of the promises of the covenant God made with them. Abel and Enoch were in the first generations of the time when Adam and Eve were exiled from the Garden of Eden. But God always had a plan, didn't he? Always had a plan to bring his people back into relationship. But it hadn't happened yet. Not yet. Noah was promised that God would rebuild the world through him. But he didn't get to see it, did he? He didn't get to see it. Abraham and the rest were part of the covenant that God made with Abraham, that Abraham's descendants would outnumber the stars and that they would be the chosen people. But Abraham didn't get to see it. Does this make more sense now? He didn't get to see the fulfillment. Many in the list are direct ancestors of Jesus. Many, many, not all, but many are direct ancestors of Jesus. So what had they been promised that they hadn't received yet? Salvation, reconciliation, that came only with Jesus, the Messiah. That's what hadn't happened yet. And then verse 40 says, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Only together with us would they be made perfect. We matter. We matter. They had amazing faith, but they need our faith to be perfect. Wow. That whole list is incomplete without us. Mission Covenant Church, Christians everywhere are necessary for faith to be perfect. Now, maybe it'd be a good thing to look at the word perfect in the Greek, because this is what the Greek includes besides what we understand perfect to be. Complete, fulfillment, to carry through to the end, and to add what is still needed for something to be finished. That helped me when I did that word study. For the promise of God to be fulfilled, we must be added to the list. We need to have the kind of faith that it says, by faith, Mission Covenant Church did what? Did what? I have to confess something. I have a couple of TV shows I like. And there's one that's brand new this season, and it's maybe dumb. I don't know. But I like it. Any of you watch Manifest? Nobody. Thank you, Tammy Lynn. That was really, really unnerving. Everybody's looking at me like, what? Manifest? Well, let me tell you about Manifest. So Manifest is a crazy premise. Okay, so there's this whole group of people on an airplane. Forget how many people, 188 or something like that on this airplane.
And they're in the sky, and this big storm comes, and they just experience a big storm. Yeah, Caroline goes, that one. And they land the plane, and they get off the plane, and it's 5 years later. Nobody can explain it. They still haven't explained it. The season's almost over. In fact, they've made it even more complicated at this point. So I'm going, really? Ugh. But I like that. When I don't get it yet, that's intriguing to me. 5 years have passed, and they step off that plane, and everything's different. Can you imagine what it would be like in your personal life if you were on a plane, particularly if you were on your plane without your children, without your spouse, without your grandchildren, and you get off that plane, and it's 5 years later. And it's all about the complications that come with that. But here's why I bring it up. Imagine for a moment, we took a field trip, and we're on a plane, and the same thing happens, and we land. Actually, that's not going to work, because nobody would be here to do the work. Okay, never mind. But we're, in an instant, 5 years from now. What do you think Mission Covenant should look like? 5 years later. 5 years from now, what image pops into your mind? What would it look like? Twice as many people. And Kathy, great, because that's one of my questions. How many people? Do you know what it would take for us to have twice as many people? Do you know what it would take? Besides God. I mean, yeah, it takes God, but it's not even, it doesn't even take God. Forgive me, Lord. It doesn't. It's on every time those of you get that e-flyer. What does it say at the bottom? You've ignored it. I changed the picture because I hoped you'd notice again. Each one bring one. Some of you did that today. Epic. Epic. Paige brought a friend, an old friend that we're happy to see. Happy to see all of you. Debbie brought someone new today. Each one bring one. That's all it takes to double the congregation. But, harder than it sounds, isn't it? That's where God comes in. He has to compel us and give us the courage. So what missions would we be doing? Picture in your mind, what might we be doing 5 years from now? We have a whole new facility. What? Think. Dream. An after-school program. Sure. Something else. I'm serious. 5 years from now. Because this is what faith's about. By faith. 5 years from now, Mission Covenant Church will have ladies' luncheons. Why not? Food pantry. Why not? To the broken. Concerts? Hosting concerts? Children's choir. Woohoo! Gospel choir. Other children's activities. Anything else? How big is the youth group in 5 years? It's so funny, we're going, I don't know how big I want that youth group to be. You know, last night at Casting Crowns, the lead singer, I don't know if you know that they are originally youth pastors. That whole group is involved with youth ministry. And he got up and he's telling this story, and it was great. And he says, yeah, I was speaking to 150 youth. And I'm going, whoa, that's a lot of youth. But how awesome. 5 years from now, we need to dream. Faith only matters. Remember what we learned from Rahab? When it is put into action. And God has given us an amazing gift. And with that gift comes knowing that He believes in us. He has faith in us. And I don't know about you. I don't want to let Him down. I don't want to let Him down. I want Him to be so excited with us. He goes, wait and see what I can do with the faith of these people. Mission, Covenant, Church, mission, covenant, church, by faith, we are going to do amazing things for God. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. I have one. Who else has faith? Yeah? Yeah? Come on. Come on. You can do it. Look at this. All right. This is what I see. I can look at a few of them. I'm not going to. That ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Open your hands. Open your hearts to God. Because any congregation, most congregations, are like this. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Yes, they did. And look what happened.
And we really didn't have a lot financially.
I know.
To work with. And we didn't have a lot really that we saw. I mean, we really went by faith, one step at a time.
Yes, you did. And here's the thing. I want you to hear me well. Believe it or not, I wouldn't preach this message to just any congregation. It only makes sense to preach this message to a congregation who's already shown great faith. Right? Not every congregation is ready to receive a message like this and live it. But you are. You are. God believes in you. I believe in you. And I am excited when we're done with this worship service and we go next door and we party. It's the beginning. If you look at this message title, it's our turn to make the list of the Hall of Faith. So now, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a bigger one?
Yeah.
All right. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, set us on fire. Send your spirit within us and compel us to be everything you created us to be. Let us not settle. Let us boldly go forward, learning how to be people of great faith. The faith of this chapter. The faith that you give us. Lord, you are good. You are good. You're going to do great things. And we get to be part of it. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen.